Another thing a lot of my friends said to me when they were discouraging me from having a kid, they were like, why are you going to have a kid? Why don't you just travel the world with your husband and just do whatever you want for the rest of your lives with no kid attached? I was like, yeah, that's cool until my husband dies, which he's definitely gonna before me because I'm an Asian woman and therefore guaranteed to live until I'm a billion. I'm guaranteed, like a turtle from the Galapagos, okay? We all know the phrase, black don't crack. Well, Asian don't die. We don't die, especially the women. We live forever. And you know why we're such bad drivers? Because we're trying to die. We're like, yeah, let me see how invincible I really am. I'm going to make this left-hand turn signal and ignore this red light completely. I got to make a right turn. I changed my mind. It's a U-turn. I changed my mind again. It's an O-turn. Every time I get into a car accident, I'm like, oh my God, not again. I need to hide my face so that everybody doesn't see that it's what everybody thought it was gonna be. So embarrassing. My Toyota Corolla is a mess. There's this huge bear claw scratch on the side from this aggressive brick wall that came out of nowhere. And then on the hood, there's multiple handprints from pedestrians who have had to alert me of their existence. I don't know what's wrong with me, but I'm still here, you know?
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code MLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
A atomic lineup stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. More like radio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
This is what you missed last week on Dutch and Royce.
That's good, man. That's awesome that you're doing that. Seriously. What's your favorite kind of music? That's what I want to know. Who's your favorite artist right now?
Right now, the genre of music I listen to is like EDM.
Okay.
Techno and dope, so like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, my guy.
That's okay. So you like EDM. Cool. Mm-hmm.
But, I was going to say, this is why I hate my memory.
Yeah, I know. It's tough being 13 with a 13-year-old's memory. It must be difficult.
No.
Strong.
I also listen to old music as well.
Wait.
I hope
I want to know, what your old music
What's
is.
What's old music, Jared?
Caged Elephant. If
Caged Elephant! I'm leaving! I quit this show!
You may
I'm
laugh. Not, yes, I know. I ain't no rest of the wicked.
That was on one of our rejoiners like 5 years ago. Old music.
it's fairly old.
This is Dutch and Royce. We are better than you.
You are listening to Dutch and Royce on morelikeradio.com.
Hey, everyone. I don't know what just happened there. Welcome to Dutch and Royce. Here on morelikeradio.com. It is Tuesday, December 13th, 2016. I am Joel Dutch Van Wingeren here with Royce Lopez.
I'm wearing my light up shade, so just call me DJ Laserface. Thank you.
I'll have a bigger camera pulled up. But I also have Marie Lopez.
I like the name DJ Laserface.
That's my name, DJ Laserface.
That's going to stick.
I don't like it. Mitch Heil.
I don't get a cool laser name.
No.
Well, no, that's saved for Johnny Cakes and Zeri.
Hello, ladies.
But then again, he's only laser on Hippo Juice days. We also
that's only
have,
on the Wednesdays.
Yes. We're all completely different people, you know, from one day to the next.
I don't recognize you on Wednesday.
What's up with this chill intro you're playing, by the way?
In the Waiting Line by 07.
Well, we know what it is, but why?
Why?
It's sexy.
Because I like it.
Okay. It's also Grey's Anatomy.
It's also on... Actually, I'm trying to forget what...
He's trying to forget, guys.
Oh, no. Garden State. Remember that movie?
Yep.
Oh, my God. I know. Every Zach Braff fan doesn't let us forget about it. We get it.
That was his only good movie.
Exactly.
The other movie
that's my point with Zach Braff. He had like one good movie, and it was Garden
State.
That
one was a pretty good movie. I liked it. But that was the scene where he was all fucked up on ecstasy, but he wouldn't move.
Right, and then
everything
he did
was
Scrubs,
in fast motion.
And I like Scrubs. And what has he done since Scrubs? Seriously, I'm not even trying to be a jerk. Like, what is
I think he's just doing, to be honest, I think he's doing a lot of production work. He's like a producer on a lot of...
Right, that's what a lot of actors say when they're not getting work. He's doing production work. Yeah, me too. I'm doing a lot of production work, too.
Mitch, rock a wiki on that one for me.
I'm doing it now.
Okay, and we also have Sherry Dahl.
Hi.
He was an Inside Amy Schumer for one episode.
Okay.
Fine.
He was in episode of Community.
All right.
He was in an episode of Cougar Town.
Am I wrong in the whole thing with him doing production work? Or are you just looking at his actor?
I was looking at filmography.
Yeah, we were looking at actor stuff.
Oh, by the way, is everybody caught up with Westworld?
Yes.
Okay.
I will be on Thursday.
God fucking damn it, because I asked on Facebook, is everyone caught up? Is enough time gone by that we could talk about it? And still...
Yeah, you can go ahead. I'm not telling
you
to stop.
Well, here's what we're going to do. Is listeners in the podcast, just fast forward, 5 to 10 minutes from here, and anybody who's listening live, just mute it for a little bit.
Zach Braff hasn't produced anything since 2014.
Okay, then I'm wrong then.
So he's living off of Scrubs money.
Yeah, they are in syndication, and you do get a royalty check every time that shit gets replayed on like Telemundo.
He probably works at Home Depot.
No.
Home Depot?
He does done a lot of voice work, right?
No.
Really?
He has one credit in 2016 and one in 2015.
What I'm learning is that none of us know what he does.
No, I'm just curious. Like, Zach Braff is an actor.
I thought
right?
he was a producer. You think he's a voiceover guy.
But is he nothing? Does he do anything? I mean, is he just a guy now?
I guess. He's just
Maybe
a guy
he's a
now.
Barista at Starbucks.
No, see, like everyone said, the guy's got scrub money, so I'm not saying he's broke or anything. I'm just...
Yeah, that show was on for like 10 years.
I'm just curious. Like, he's just... That's it. He's not doing anything else? Like,
no.
He was
like,
at comic conventions?
No, I don't know, because you look at his IMDb and it's a ghost town. There's like he's doing like one thing a year.
There's literally a GazetteReview.com article saying, "What happened to Zach Braff? What is he doing now? 2016 update." I guess we're not the only ones. We're like, where did he go?
What does the article say?
Seems to have Anything a lot important? Of exposition. Okay, skipping. What is he doing now? Zach Braff acted as the executive producer of Video Games, the movie, and for the Internet's Own Boy, the story of Aaron Schwartz.
Guest in the chat room, by the way, change your name, says, how can you guys talk about Westworld when Alan Thicke is dead? Yeah, that's true. Alan Thicke died we were talking about it right before the show. He had a heart attack. He was playing hockey with his son.
Yeah, it just happened.
And yeah, he just had a heart attack, died. Yeah, Miami Melfi died right before the show.
Family ties, right? He was a dad
Seaver.
In Family Ties.
Dr.
Seaver. Alan Thicke has been around.
Yeah.
And his son had a one-hit wonder, and then he got sued for the copyright infringement on the song. Yeah.
Right. Who was it again? That ripped the, was it Marvin Gaye? Or was it...
I think it was Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
Yeah, You're that's Marvin right. Gaye. His son was like, oh, yeah, me and Pharrell wrote this song. And then when it was ripped off, he goes, no, Pharrell wrote the music. I mean, I just, like, all of a sudden he backed away from it.
In interviews were saying, like, yeah, we were going for a Marvin Gaye feel. And it's like, you just basically
he nailed
took
it.
The song.
He nailed
Good
the Marvin
old
Gaye
Alan
feel.
Thicke.
He was recently in Fuller House, the Netflix series, and he was in post-production for something called The Clapper.
Fucking member berries.
And he completed something called Traps the Musical.
Man, that sucks. I don't think he seems like a nice guy. I mean...
Of course sucks. He did.
What was great about him, if any interviews, he got it. Like, he knew that he was, you know, he got the parody of himself, much like, you know, Bob Saget, you know, the guys who understand the cheesiness of the show that they got popular from and they just have fun with it.
But I don't think Alan Thicke ever did stand up.
But that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying he got it.
The good news is Anthony Hopkins is still alive at 78 years old. So that's good. Because going back to Westworld, and yeah, you got 5 minutes. Fucking spoilers are coming. Because I'm going to talk about it. And John, if you want to fucking put your mouth on, go get a drink and come back in 5 minutes because I'm talking about it.
I'm fine. I said I don't care.
Caught up
it's
on
cool.
Westworld. And wow. First off, what a great show. Can we start by saying that? This season was really good.
I liked it. Well, it was. When you're saying this season, as if there's multiple, it's the first one. But I thought, you know, we talked about it in the beginning that right. Brilliant concept, very 2016-ish of a way to do a show right. And do a Western at the same time. It just, I don't know. I liked it a lot. Okay, so Molly's on the same board as Marie. She didn't care for Westworld.
Yeah,
you know
I liked it.
We
liked
don't
it, but
care
it was
about you, too.
It was hard to follow at certain points.
Can you,
very hard to
can
follow.
Can you summarize what happened? Because I watched the whole thing, and I don't even remember. Like, I could not tell you the plot of the last episode right now. It's already gone.
Well, is it like me with the TV show Lost?
No, here's why Marie doesn't know the plot of the last episode. Be honest. It's not that Marie sits there and intently watches. Westworld is a show that you have to literally sit there and intently watch to understand, a la Lost or whatever. Marie sits there when Westworld is on, and she's looking at her phone, and then I go, are you watching? I'm listening. And you're not really listening, because I know when I read, I know I'm kind of paying attention, but I'm not. And Westworld's the kind of show where you have to pay attention. So it's not that the show is, like, really confusing and she doesn't get it. It's that Marie doesn't pay attention. And also, she fell asleep the last 20 minutes of the last episode, so that's why
okay.
She doesn't remember
well,
what happened.
Go.
That's what I mean. I've fallen asleep in about...
You always fall asleep. It doesn't matter what's on. Don't blame it on Westworld. Hold on. She
Dude,
always
my chick
falls
is the
asleep.
The exact same way.
Because it's not that Westworld's not keeping your attention. It's that nothing keeps your attention that late. Even shows you love, you fall asleep. So
not true. Some I stay awake
like
for.
Like what?
Like South Park.
South Park, but that's why.
That's a half hour clip.
South Park
at a time.
Is 22 minutes without commercials,
yes,
of course.
Yes, and I like that. This one, were the episodes like an hour and a half long?
Only the last episode was an hour and a half.
They all felt like an
hour
and a half long.
Hour.
They felt so long, and about halfway through, I'm like, how much more is there of this? Like, I could not keep my attention on this show.
Okay. Well, then I think that's more of a you problem than the show problem.
Yeah, seriously. I really believe. Marie,
what do you mean by a you problem?
Well, I'll explain.
I mean you, meaning Armenian problem.
I'll explain. Marie will not take any sort of blame and go, you know what? Maybe I have been
maybe
looking.
Maybe it's me.
Maybe it's like it's the show. Yeah, you're right. The show written by fucking one of the Nolan brothers with Anthony Hopkins and Ed Harris is the problem. Not that you're a borderline narcoleptic.
It's an HBO product. You're right. Half the country
No. You're right, though.
The problem.
You're right, though. It's the show. Anthony Hopkins. Yo, how can he keep your attention? That guy could read a phone book and he could keep my attention. The truth is that she doesn't realize she's become more and more attached to her phone, which we all have. It's not just her. But that's why shows are harder to catch on, because that's why Lost, you were stuck onto every moment of it, because it wasn't as much interaction when that show was on with social media, where you could just sit there and that's all you had to watch, nothing to distract you. Now, no matter what show was on, and I'm guilty of it too, I'm not throwing her under the bus, we all are, but you're sitting there and you're not. With Westworld, I purposely put my phone like upside down, like away from me, so I don't want to be
Same
near
here.
It, because I need to pay attention, because I like it. And
yeah, I only have like three shows that I actually purposefully put my phone down and watch, and that's like I pay attention to Fargo, I pay attention to Westworld, and mostly I've been paying attention to American Horror Story.
We're fucking spoiled bitches, you know
I'm
that?
I'm boiled?
Yeah, that's okay.
Boiled
everything
spitches.
I love it because every other opinion or point I have doesn't matter because I fucking fucked up one word. It's just like, why even continue?
Good old boiled peanuts.
Hey, welcome to the show, Royce.
I know. I'm just kind of over it. You know, I wish we could just talk. But
botch list?
No, I don't care anymore about that.
That's funny.
But no, but the fact that we're so spoiled that even though we've said it before, we have some of the best TV on right now, we still has to be super good to put your phone down while it's on. And it's like, well, that's kind of our problem, isn't it? Like, we're blaming the TV show. Maybe it doesn't keep your attention because before you had to sit there and just fucking watch a show. You couldn't go, oh, this part's a little slow. Everything has little slow parts, even the best shows. Oh, this
I
part's
have a theory.
This part's a little slow. I'm going to look at my phone. I fucking defy everybody, and I would love everyone to try this on the show. Let's do it for a fucking couple weeks. Let's make a vow not to fucking look at touch at our phones when watching fucking new television shows. I want to see if we could do it.
I have a theory as to why that is, though.
Why?
And I think it's because it's HBO and there's no commercials. And we've kind of been hardwired to, once commercial comes on, look at said phone and then put it away when it comes back. No,
you're wrong because I haven't watched a commercial in 5 years.
Yeah, it doesn't matter for
me either. Every show I watch doesn't have commercials and we still do it. My point
is that you can always pause your device.
Yeah, but we don't.
If you need to look at your phone and resume.
I've already tried that tactic where I paused the show and looked at Marie. She'd just be like, play it. I just think of the phone. I'm like, all right. I'm like, either I'm going to fight with her about looking at the phone or I'm going to finish watching my show. Because hold on.
It's so fucking funny. I do the exact same thing because it's like there's certain shows where it's like, you know, like Kelsey's always complaining, we don't have any shows that we watch together. Like, because she has her, you know, TLC shows that she likes, and I have the shows that I like. And then it's very rare that we get shows that we like. Daredevil, I think, was one of the first ones that we both were enjoying.
You'll know.
And then this one, I was like, I'm already 3 episodes in, and I want to enjoy this, but I don't want to have you either just not paying attention or asking me a question. Like, you're looking at your phone, and then you look back and then ask me a question. I have to pause and rewind it. Like, let me either catch up and like it or not. But once this thing goes on, I'm not pressing pause.
Let me give you a perfect example. There's this show that was on Netflix. Looked like it had a lot of good reviews. And I've already seen more episodes than her because I have to start watching it by myself because this is the reason she stopped watching it. And by the way, it's a great show. The show is called The 3%, right? It's the first Netflix show that's was made like in Brazil. It's all everyone speaks Brazilian, so it's all subtitles, right? But the premise of the show is pretty cool. Like, you know, it's this futuristic world where everything's falling apart, and 3% of the people go through what's called the process, and they have to solve all these things and figure it out, and then you move to this offland place where everything's
all in subtitles, though.
Yeah, I know, all in subtitles. It is kind of like when you watch Narcos, sort of. Anyway, it's all in but that's my point, though. You see what you just said? You just proved my point, and Marita, too, because we're watching the show, and I'm into it. I'm liking it. Hold on. The show's really good. Watch one episode. I guarantee you'll be into it. But
I'm not saying that, but, like, usually when I hear the word subtitle, it turns me off. There's only a few, like, movies that are all in subtitles that I like.
I get it. I get it. But
it's hard sometimes, man.
I get it.
Because you want to know what it is? Because I'm a slow reader.
Well...
I think with the movie having subtitles would actually force you to pay attention more because you have to read it if you don't understand it.
So here's my point. The TV show's on and I'm watching it and Marie goes, we can't watch this show. I'm like, well, why not? Because I can't look at my phone and hear it with like other shows because they're not speaking English. And I'm like, that's a fucking problem. It's like instead of going, maybe the problem is that, and I'm, again, not blaming her, but I'm just saying my point is, the problem isn't like, maybe I should put my phone down a bit. Oh, my God, I'm addicted to this machine. Instead, we go, fucking TV's not speaking American. I can't look at my phone and listen to TV. It's not speaking American.
Can I counterpoint?
No, you can't even have a defense.
Can I counterpoint?
Well, let's give her a try.
I focused on Narcos.
Marie, you focused on Narcos, and you know how she focused on Narcos during the English parts? That's when she would play with her phone. During the Spanish parts, she would put her phone down. Narcos worked because it had English parts, and she could sneak in phone time. That's why. This show is 100%. It's not even Spanish. It's Portuguese, so I have to read it. Like, I understand every third word. But it's like... And by the way, if you pull up the cast, and someone pull up the main character looks like a Brazilian Gary Oldman. And it kind of freaks me out. But again, the show is actually very, very well done. It was made specifically for Netflix. And if you like futuristic shows, you know what I mean?
Well, speaking of which, I mean, like, we're just yelling now. Like, let's actually talk about Westworld. What did you think about the last episode?
Okay, well, now, Westworld, I loved it. I have a theory, and again, spoilers, but my theory is that one of two things that happen. At the end, you see her, Dolores, you see her shoot Anthony Hopkins in the back of the head. Now, I believe that she didn't really kill Anthony Hopkins, because when we were underneath his house, you know, where Bernard found out he was a robot, he had another machine making another robot. And I think that robot that he was making was another version of him. That way he could be killed and he could go run into hiding. Or he made a robot version of himself and the real him is dead, where he transferred all his information, kind of like we did with Arnold and Bernard, sort of. That's what I think it is, because,
again, by the way, I mean, do we talk about this on the air or off the air? I think it was off the air where you told, I think you're the one who said you had the theory early on before we found out anything, what was going on. You're like, okay, no, this is an alternate timeline thing.
Yeah, that theory was going around.
Showing the past of the guy, you know, the man in black ended up being William.
Right.
And maybe it was Kyle who said it then. Well, it was either you or Kyle.
Well, we were talking.
I was like, Arnold is a black guy.
Well, you were kind of right. He looks like Bernard is what Arnold looked like, but it's because he made him in his image. The real Arnold, he was killed.
Right. That's what I am. You know what I mean? Like, you knew he was like a robot, but he wasn't Arnold. You know what I mean? Like, once you found out that Bernard was robot, I'm like, okay, that's Arnold.
Right. So, the Man in Black thing, I think we all saw coming, because the stories have been everywhere. It wasn't, you know, it really didn't seem like a secret. But that being said, you know, Ed Harris, fucking great, man. I mean, he's coming back. I'm assuming he's not dead.
He's great in everything he does, though.
He got shot, though, in the last scene.
Yeah, doesn't mean he's dead.
Oh, with all those robots coming at him now?
They didn't show him dying, so he's not dead yet.
They don't show him.
That's the rule of movies.
Game
now.
Of Thrones logic, bro. If you don't see him die on screen, they're not dead. That's always
the way. Actually, Game of Thrones logic is even if you die, you can get raised back up.
Also that, yes. By the way.
And also Westworld.
They'll try really, really hard with Jon Snow, but not his brother got hit with the arrows. They won't even try to resurrect him.
It way not strafe, you asshole. That's what you get.
Fucking running in a straight line like a shithead. Anyway, sorry. Back to Westworld.
Right?
Yeah, man. I mean, fucking great. Now, they said that there was... Oh, the biggest reveal was that there's samurai world. You know, there's like Asian world. So the park is bigger than one place. Now, my thing is to have that much land, I think it's going to confirm the theory that this is another planet, possibly Mars. You know,
or just they own Wyoming.
No, again, it will be just so
not
big.
Montana.
So big.
Well, then it would be West Wyoming instead of West World.
Well, considering that one would have to be desert climate and where samurais are, it would be a different climate. I'm assuming it'd be a place like Mars where they terraformed it or something. That's just my
remember.
Theory.
Like they said that they created everything, even down to the blade of grass. Like they in this whatever futuristic world, they've figured out how to genetically modify any and everything. So.
So, like, terraforming?
That's what they said.
Yeah, you said that, and then I explained it, and I just realized what you said after I said it. Sorry.
Where
is the beef? But...
Oh, terraforming.
It's the...
Shut up, Marie.
It has
Whom's the beef?
Like on Mars.
It has the highest ratings for any HBO show and the highest budget of any HBO show ever.
Highest really? Than any? Figured like Sopranos or The Wire didn't get great ratings.
This is higher ratings than Game of Thrones, though.
Really?
Is it because Game of Thrones is not on right now, and Hold we on. Are jonesing for more Game of Thrones, and we'll take anything?
Just jonesy for anything HBO.
Honestly, I was watching Westworld and thinking, man, I miss Game of Thrones.
Hold on, let me go to news. Westworld season finale ratings hit series high. Okay, yeah, the Westworld season finale broke ratings record for HBO.
Wow.
From Business Insider, so yeah, it's legit. Hold on, I'm pulling it up here. God,
so then I got to ask, have they confirmed whether or not you got to wait 2 years for the next season, or is it going to be middle of next year?
Yeah, did they film two seasons at once?
No, they only filmed
knowing it was going to do well, or no?
No.
So if you look at it this way, Westworld broke the ratings records, but honestly, what else is on Sunday nights right now?
Well, Walking Dead's over.
Still Walking Dead is still, I mean, I know you guys don't like it. It still does pretty well numbers.
Everything on Facebook that I've seen, man, and it's not, I've seen people, longtime Walking Dead fans, every week I see them just going, fuck it, I'm done. I'm done with this show. So, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I'm not even there yet.
The ratings have gone down with The Walking Dead for sure.
But the season finale was on point.
Sunday mid season finale. It's not even the season finale.
Yeah. Westworld says Sunday season. Business Center says Westworld Sunday season finale attracted more than 2.2 million viewers to its 9 p.m. airing, according to Deadline.
Wow,
that represents a 7% increase over last week's episode.
And that was just at the live airing. Imagine how many people like me who watched it after the fact. I recorded it, yeah.
Next line says, when the viewership for repeat airings, HBO Now and HBO Go are added, the night's total rise to 3.6 million. On top of that, the series averages 12 million viewers across all platforms. Averages 12 million viewers. The largest audience ever for an HBO original series. Freshman season, including
right, but it's the show's fault that it can't keep Marie's attention.
And it says, including the
who
first
am I rooting season, for, who am I supposed to root for, Dolores?
Well,
no, you're supposed to just watch human interaction unfold in this crazy new world.
How? In the first season of Game
There's
of
no
Thrones,
good or bad.
The first game of season of Game of Thrones, you don't know exactly who you're rooting for until way later.
Oh, I know who I'm rooting for. I'm rooting for the Khaleesi's.
See, and there you go.
Jon Snow.
Some people hate her and don't root for her. It's opinionated. Maybe if you weren't looking at it through the over a phone, you would appreciate it more.
The ankles.
No, but
yeah, and the dinkles.
It's the show, and it's including the first season of Game of Thrones and True Detective. HBO renewed the sci-fi drama for a second.
What
season.
What about the second season of True Detective?
Who are you rooting for?
I didn't like it.
Who am I rooting for?
Yeah, who are you rooting for? Who do you care about?
I care about the prostitute, the black prostitute. I want her to either escape there or become sentient.
This is what I don't want to have happen, though. If she does escape, is now all of a sudden the show expands to whatever the current world is, and now we got a whole bunch of self-aware robots on the run taking over cities. You know what I mean? Like, I kind of like the fact that it's like in a contained world that can do Western and this. And I do like the fact that they're going to be doing like a samurai thing. And I like that dichotomy. If they just kind of go into like the Matrix, you know, it's like
in the movie, I haven't seen the movie, but from what I've read in the movie, there's a medieval world too. Like another, you know what I mean?
So, Vikings world,
right? So
they could do all of them, like, yeah, that. Dude. They have a lot of possibilities, but that's my point: is you kill all those possibilities if Maeve gets out and then just starts mingling with everyday life. You know what I mean?
Well, remember they kept saying that the park has a bigger reason than just that. So they still haven't really said what that is. And remember, they even said that Maeve wasn't going to leave; she was programmed to think she could leave, but something would stop her.
Good point. Yeah, so, like every one leave. Of her movements was calculated.
Right. Correct. So, I mean, I'm not really 100% sure with that. But again, my question is Anthony Hopkins coming back? Because he has to. Either A, in a flashback, or B, as a robot, or C, he is alive and they kill the robot version of him. I don't think that's the case because that would take the whole point of her killing him as, wow, now they could kill people. But that,
here's what happened.
That being said, she killed more than just him. Didn't she shoot into the crowd?
Oh, she was shooting
she
everybody.
Shot the crowd. Right. Well, she killed Arnold, too.
What do you mean, Bernard? Well, yeah, a long time ago.
No, the actual, right. She killed the actual Arnold.
Correct, yeah.
Well, no, here's the thing is, I think what they did was Anthony Hopkins probably contractually signed on to one season. And then, you know.
I don't know, man.
Just to see how well to see, you know, 12 episodes or 10 or however many it was and see how well it did. And then, you know, he didn't sign on for multiple seasons like the Harry Potter kids, where it's like, okay, you're here for life. And then they, you know, killed him in the end. knowing that they could bring them back depending on how well the show did, right?
Or what if they bring him back and it turns out that he's an artificial AI so he can become any other person?
It says
they could do that too.
This is huge. What this it says Anthony Hopkins might be back for season two after all. You want to assume nothing, the producer said when asked whether Anthony Hopkins would be back.
They're in a contract dispute.
Yeah.
Because if it did really well, he's like, well, I want double what I got. I'm the linchpin of this fucking show. You need me.
Man, it's so funny.
And I'm Anthony fucking Hopkins. I'm Sir Anthony Hopkins.
It's so funny. We were talking about it last week, but it's like, it's way more impressive to be on an HBO show now than it is to be in a movie. It really is.
100%.
Like
100%.
You are a bigger star.
Yeah, like if you did movies and then you ended up doing TV, it's like you got sent down to the minor leagues from the majors.
Yeah, it used to be that way, but now it's like nobody gives a shit about movies anymore, really, because you get excited for a movie and it finally comes out, you watch, like, that was fun, and then you forget about it. Whereas a TV show, it comes back the next week, and then the
right,
next week,
and
the
it's
next
basic
week.
Yeah, it's basically like 8 movies combined if you consider that it's, you know, a 12 episode or maybe right. even like a 16 episode thing, you know, 1 hour a piece, and most movies are about 2 hours long. You know what I mean? Like,
well, not
and
only
it's
that,
the same production value too.
Well, I want to try something, and I because I don't want to pass over this. I really want,
don't want to do cocaine, man. It's not fun.
No, not that. What I want to try is, I want to do this. See if the whole show could do it, and see who gives in first. It's obviously by the honor rule, but I really want to see if we could try. If we could go a week, let's say a week, when we're watching TV, like new shows, not
old
shows.
You just trying to solve our marital problems through this podcast?
No, because no, because Sherry said that Mitch does it too. Am I wrong?
I play Candy Crush like crazy.
See,
I actually installed Candy Crush because I was bored of him not
Candy
hanging out
Crush?
With me.
Yeah,
it's like saying
yeah.
you still play with Words with Friends.
No, just
that's
Candy
the
Crush.
Thing?
No, I installed Candy Crush because I was bored because he was never hanging out with me. He was always playing it, so I was like, "Well, I need something to do too." Then, if you're not going to talk to me,
we were watching a TV show
or eating dinner at the table.
See, that's my point.
We eat dinner at the table anymore.
We do.
See. Okay.
We just don't look at each other.
My point is that I
like a married couple.
My point is that I do it too, and I want to. I mean, it's just like, I don't know. It's like, are we over entertained? Like, if there's a TV show on, and we also need
to solve our marriage problem.
Royce, I completely agree with you 100%.
Okay, no, I'm glad. Thank you, because Marie thinks I'm beating her up. But my point is, are we over entertained? Are we? If we have to look at our phone, overstimulated. If we have to look at our phone.
I think this is the next phase of evolution. I think our brains are going to expand with the amount of constant entertainment. So I think it's just evolution in general.
Mitch can't sit still. If he goes without looking at his, like, if he has to sit down for like 5 seconds, he's on his phone. He can't not do nothing.
I would argue that if I'm out in nature, I could stare at a tree or water for hours and not be bored. But when I'm in my house, I want my phone by me. So as long as I've mentally decided I'm going to detach, I could probably do it. But it's a matter of, like, I will have to put my phone somewhere where it's not in reach. Like, I will have to put it upstairs and come downstairs. If it's even close by where I can see that little blue dot flashing if someone sent me a message.
But here's my point, though. My point is that as much as you want to fucking fine, but the mere fact that you're talking about it that way, if you've talked about a drug that way, someone will go, holy fuck, you're addicted to this. Like, that's like if someone goes, you can't even have coke around me because I'm going to do coke if it's around me. It has to be in another room. So my point is that. Is that not, and I'm guilty of it too. If it's around me, I do it too. But my point is that not an addiction? Is that not a fucking addiction that we have to overcome? That Marie and I, like she said earlier, would rather have a fight over the phone than go, this is stupid, I'll just put my phone down, it's not that important. We'd rather fight over, we need to have this in my face, than go, why are we fighting over this? It's a phone. Why don't we put it down? And I guarantee you that everybody listening has had the same exact fights that I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody listening, and not even on the show, listening has had the same exact things where it's like, oh, my God, would you put your phone down? Put your phone down. You know?
We went out to dinner on Saturday with my dad, my uncle, and my uncle's kid, I guess, or my second cousin. I don't know. But there was a point. Well, I think it's my dad's cousin, so my second cousin. doesn't matter. But there was the point where
I love your hillbilly family.
There was a point where all four of them were on the phone, and I'm like, well, do I take out my phone because no one's talking to me?
I couldn't hear any of them talking anyway, so.
But you're right, though. You're right, though. That happens. It is a domino effect. That's happened to me before, too, where you'll be in a room and other people start looking at their phone, and you're like, I'm okay, I guess I'll look at mine, too. And it does happen, because what else are you better to do? You know what I mean? Like, you'll literally be in a group of people where you should be social, and you go to your social media. I know I'm guilty of it. I do it, too. Everybody does it. I do it while I'm driving. Marie yells at me.
I know exactly what you're talking about, yeah.
Marie yells at me because I check my phone while I'm driving. You know.
Yeah, I don't do that, though.
No, I know. But
I put my phone in the back seat, and unless it rings, I never look at it. Or if I'm using GPS, that's the extent that I use my phone in the car.
Right.
Because I'm a terrible driver as is.
You can only do two things at a time, and that's like drink and drive. If you add looking at the phone in there, that fuck that shit, then you're really
oh, yeah, dude.
Then you're done city.
I can't do coffee, phone, and drive. Like, kids are getting hit every single time.
Or booze. But... It's
see, you know what? For a second there, I thought you meant actually like drinking like water, or but you had to take a veiled shot at me.
It wasn't even veiled. It was in the open.
It seemed veiled to me, and I didn't think you were going to be that mean. But I was like, no, it's just Royce. Of course, he's that mean. You jerk.
When nobody says drinking and driving in reference to a coffee or a water,
that's what I thought he meant.
You know,
we were over this joke, but we're not. Apparently,
I thought that too when I was younger.
What?
You just can't drink water and drive. Like, shut you can't up, do wino. That. I'm serious.
But
Dubaka in the chat room.
No, hold on, real quick, before you get, because you were talking about like, you know, when people are all at the dinner. You know, the one time I noticed that we were all, you know, at a dinner thing where no one was on their phone was when we were at the last live event in Florida. Where we all went to that.
Oh, yeah.
Where that place was. And I think the reason why is because we were all just trashing each other.
No, everybody No, the reason why none of us were on our phones was because everyone was there.
That's a good point. Everyone
right,
would be
but
talking.
But it was like
to...
a long table. You know what I mean? Like, and you're kind of like making conversation.
This is,
I don't know.
This
I'm
is kind of
like, the last time I saw that, and it was then.
I think it's because we all had meaningful things to say to each other. Not to say that you don't have meaningful things
like
to say with your family,
shirts,
but I mean, like, you know, when you're around people you're comfortable with or people you see all the time, it's different than new people who you talk to all the time, but not actually.
That's exactly the point that I'm making. So, like, was it uncomfortable with your family meeting the other day, Sherry? Where that just it was just an uncomfortable silence, and so nobody knew how to fill a silence with conversations to just pop up your phone real quick.
Oh, no, my family can talk forever about politics and stupid shit.
I would say it's a combination of not seeing someone for a while and then seeing them. The live event is one of those scenarios where we're all really good friends that don't get to see each other often. So right. When we're on our phones, for the most part, it's because we're commenting, liking, sharing stuff to each other. But we all happen to be in the same room.
We don't have anyone else outside of us.
That's a very good point.
Yeah, no one was talking to us on our phones because we were all there.
It's nice.
Like last week when I came to see you guys for the day.
Yeah, there's another thing. When John was here and we were doing all the filming stuff, that reminded me of old school Hippo Juice days. Like Marie was saying it too, like just filming. I didn't look at my phone all day. I was like, oh, fuck, we're doing something. And it kind of felt fun to like not, you know, be on it all day. But, you know, don't get me wrong, like, it's just, it's easy. It's always there. You know what I mean? Like, it's just so easy to get lost in it. You know, it's like.
But here's another
thing.
And
it doesn't
have
to be Facebook. It could be Pinterest. It could be fantasy football. Like, you know what I mean? You'll be like, I should set my lineup. It's like, do you really have to set your lineup six times in a week? You know what I mean?
But here's the thing, though. I will defend it in a little bit. So the three couples who are on the show, and then we got John, obviously.
Yeah.
So we live with each other. Like, all of us, like, we see each other all the time, meaning, like, us and our significant other between, you know, Mitch, Sherry, me, right. Kelsey, you, and Marie. So after a while, you stop. You run out of things to talk about.
And listen. Dutch,
I
agree.
I have no problem with just Kelsey and I just sitting in silence. She's just doing her Facebook thing.
Dutch.
I'm playing Clash of Clans.
Dutch,
or,
Dutch,
you know,
Dutch.
Whatever, you know what I mean?
Dutch, I agree. I'm not saying that. I'm not.
I think there's anything wrong with it.
Dutch, I love technology. I'm not saying something wrong with it. I'm not saying that when we're sitting there and you're talking. My point is, when you have a TV show like fucking Westworld on, and you have two Academy Award winning actors. My point is, there's a difference between when you're like, you've talked, oh, how was your day? My day was good. Okay, we've gone through everything. Like, okay, let me play on my phone for a bit. You're sitting at a table or sitting outside. But my point is, when you've decided, okay, let's watch some TV, and, you know, you put like a TV show on, like, oh, fuck, Game of Thrones.
One that's intense that you have to watch, and you like it, and you want them to like it the same amount, and they don't, obviously. It gets frustrating because I do the same thing.
No, Ryan. Yeah.
I just had a breakthrough.
What's that?
My parents got divorced because they didn't have smartphones.
There you go.
They had to talk to each other. They were forced to interact with each other.
I don't even like you.
I agree with that. That's a good one.
This makes so much sense.
Jesus.
But again, you know, and I get it. Westworld's not for everyone. I mean, you have to really
No,
like,
it is for everyone. Everyone loves it.
You have to like Westerns and you have to
12
like
million people love it.
But my point is that, you know, like, that's the funny part. Marie always complains, like, you always watch these shows without me. I'm like, because you know how many shows I have to start watching without you and end up watching by myself because you fall asleep or, like, I'm not interested because there's not a dragon in it. I'm like, what? Or Harry Potter. Marie, unless it has wizards in it or dragons or, like, or fucking fairies or elves, she's fucking out. She's out.
Well, Marie is a Hufflepuff. That's not, you know, she can't do anything about
Dude,
that.
Trust me. Do you understand?
Don't say that out loud.
Thank you. Marie has been so mad. Marie has been so mad that the what was it? Pottermore, babe?
Pottermore
called her a Hufflepuff. Like, you guys think that this is a joke? Hold on. Let me finish.
I laughed at the word Hufflepuff. I have no idea what that even means.
All right. Well, for those who listen to Harry Potter, and we'll explain afterwards, Marie went to Pottermore, and then, you know, they sort you to your house, and Marie got Hufflepuff. And don't think that Marie's just doing this for the show. This is just like one-on-one. She'll be on the couch and go, fucking Hufflepuff. What the fuck did they give me Hufflepuff? Now, Marie, explain why that's bad.
Hufflepuff is for the fat losers.
Okay, in Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
Damn.
Well, okay. There's like two good characters in the entire seven series that came out of Hufflepuff. Cedric Diggory, who died.
Cedric the Entertainer, who died.
Who died. And Tonks.
Tonka Trucks?
Like, no one else good came out of Hufflepuff. No one entertaining came out of Hufflepuff. No one helpful came out of Hufflepuff.
What did you want to be?
Ravenclaw.
Why Ravenclaw?
Because it's where the smarty pants live. I don't
but
want
that's
to be
like
smart.
Aptitude test and wanting to come out like a certain type. You are what you are.
Oh, Dubaka in the chat room says Dutch hasn't responded to my question. Were you using a chaser earlier?
Yes, of course. It was a beer.
Oh, okay.
And no, it's not about aptitude test. It's about like your strengths as a person. Gryffindor is supposed to be for the people who are brave. And I'm like, Royce is a total Gryffindor because he's like, he goes
whoa,
by.
Whoa. Did you just assume my house, bro?
Yes, I did.
No. Not this. Do not assume my house. I may have been born into a Gryffindor house, but that sorting hat does not tell me what I am.
If you
I am
sorted,
a Slytherin.
No, you
no,
would have been
I
a
am
Gryffindor.
A Slytherin.
No,
I am,
you have such
I will not.
No, you
conform to your wizarding agenda?
Nope.
There are way more than four houses.
Nope.
Okay, so how about Marie, this then? Marie, sort the rest of us.
That's what I was
going
to say, yes.
I am triggered. Thank you, Dubaka. I am absolutely triggered.
I feel like Mitch and Sherry would both be Ravenclaw. And probably.
What does that mean?
Like, well, they're
racist.
They're quiet. they're the cunning clever type, because Mitch and Sherry are the ones that are making their own potions at home,
right?
Beer and wine.
Translation: cooking their own meth.
Yep. No, they're clever enough that they've started their own potion classes within their house, so they're totally Ravenclaw. And then I feel like John and Royce would be Gryffindor because they like going out on adventures and being brave and skirting the rules to get the job done.
And we got big dicks, too.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Thank you.
And Dutch, you'd be a Slytherin.
Because you're evil.
Now, what does that mean?
You're evil.
Well, you're tall and blonde, and like that's where all
the Hitler Youth.
Yeah, the Hitler Youth are all in Slytherin.
Yeah, the chat room immediately was like, "Dutch was a Slytherin."
That's hilarious. Everyone agrees.
And first of all of our listeners like love to hate you. That's what Slytherin is.
Oh, speaking of. One of our listeners.
And your hat is green right now, and green's the color of Slytherin.
I thought the color was yellow.
One of our listeners.
No, that's Hufflepuff.
One of our listeners sent me a message this weekend. I'll say what's up to him. As a newer listener, Adam Edwards.
Oh, Jesus.
Adam Edwards.
Yeah, you sent me a screenshot of that.
Adam Edwards, I believe, is from the UK. And he says, "Oh my God, I'm so Dutched right now." And I reply, "Does that mean you are drunk?" And he goes, "Yeah, I'm hammered." I'm like, "I love that you said that." So I took a screenshot and I sent it to Dutch.
My name is now
synonymous with being hammered.
Yeah, verb.
So Dutched right now. Oh, man.
Yeah, whatever. I've been in love with him for the last 7 years.
Who cares? No one judges you with this part of your personality.
I just said...
Total Slytherin. Total Slytherin.
Did I not just...
What a Slytherin. What a Slytherin thing to say, right, Marie?
Oh, yeah.
Accepting your own label? Yeah, you're right.
He's getting angry right now.
Like a Slytherin...
I'm not angry.
You know what? You know what we need? We need some racist Ravenclaws to calm us down with some hateful language.
I'm going to get racial.
Thank you. But, anyway, yeah, Westworld is great. I guess we could move on from that. Wow, we went the long way around, folks. The long way around the mountain.
Hey, at least Westworld ended in a conversation I liked. Harry Potter.
See, there you go. Brought it back to you.
Thank you.
You know what? You're not allowed to watch the next season of Westworld.
We have a mystery afoot, and I need help. We need help from the listeners.
Oh,
so you know how we added our word condom junkie to Urban Dictionary. A couple weeks ago, we talked about it. If you want to pull it up.
Wait, Rich just said he added Dutch to the Urban Dictionary.
That's probably what just triggered Royce's memory.
Yeah, that's what triggered it. So,
oh, okay. I was going to say.
We added condom junkie.
Wait, he actually got added? Hold on. I'm going to look this up.
Well, send a link. Send a link. I want to see
it. Awesome. Yeah, yeah. Did you submit it or did it actually get added?
Yeah, there's a difference. We'll
I want to see that because that's great.
So, Urban Dictionary, condom junkie. Our friends Joyce and Joe helped us make it, and today they sent us a picture. Someone bought from Urban Dictionary. You could buy a mug with the word and then like the definition, and someone sent it to them. Now it wasn't us at first. Sent the pictures. They thought it was us. They didn't buy it, so we don't know who got them the mug or if somebody bought a condom junkie mug. But we need to figure this out, guys. Oh, hold on. Is it? Oh, that's condom junkie. No, Rich. Yeah. See, look. There's a picture of the mug. So we don't know what's going on.
We were basically
like with condom junkie.
Our friends texted us like, "Great gift," and we're like, "Oh, you bought it?" And they're like, "No, I thought you bought it." And we're like,
"We didn't buy it.
We didn't buy it. Did you buy it?
Who bought you fucking mug for the thing that we just came up with?"
So, whoever you are, thank you because that's an awesome.
Oh, and it
gift.
Has a definition on the back. That's great.
Yeah. Nice.
I love that.
It has condom junkie on the front, then it looks like a definition, and the back has the full thing.
We every month should see if we can just get something added to Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, I just want it to be good. I just don't want to add garbage either, you know.
Dutched is already
in
Urban
Dictionary.
That's
why I said once a month, not once a week.
But not for the definition that we gave.
Oh, it's something else.
Dutches are the definition, well, the top definition is to get extremely high off of some dank weed.
Oh, that's getting Dutched.
Dude, I can't wait to watch this
weekend.
That's
going off the song.
I thought
that's going off the song, pass the Dutchie to the left-hand side.
I thought getting Dutched is when a bunch of white people go to your land and they take you on a slave ship and then they sell you for money.
Look, we didn't take them from there. We just transport. We're taxi.
Oh,
we're the Ubers.
You're the Ubers for the slaves.
Oh. We're the Ubers.
Hold on. I scrolled down. There's a second definition for Dutch.
I'm looking at it. I know.
When you are having a conversation with a person from the Netherlands, a Dutch person, and for no apparent reason, he pulls out his genitalia.
Oh, that's I like that. That actually
like
fits Dutch
too.
Very well. Very, very well.
Oh, there's a third definition.
That was added in 2010.
There's a third definition. When you are touched by a Dutch.
Oh. So, Dutched. Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah. So, yeah, well, I guess we could just add a fourth definition to it.
Yeah,
perhaps.
It looks like we're accepting anything as far as that one goes.
I don't want to add. I just want to add things. No, fuck that. New words only. I'm not tagging on anything. Fuck that shit.
You like to be original?
Yeah, get or don't play no shit. But yeah, so now what? Oh, well, we didn't do much this weekend. I know those would be the next question. I can't really think what
I was going to say. Yeah, what did you guys do this weekend?
We're going to get a new car. We're picking up
the, yay!
We're picking up the car Sunday.
Are you going with the 2016 Civic?
The 2017 Civic EXT. The T stands for turbo. Yeah,
oh, so Kyle sold you on it last week.
Sunroof, Google, auto with the screen. That car is really pretty inside and out. So
it's gonna have some nice pickup with that turbo, though.
Yep.
I look forward to having it next weekend.
Yep.
Did Kyle sell you on that $1,000 accident avoidance package
we didn't get
thingy? Whatever.
We didn't get the sensing package.
Nah.
No. It's $1,000, but it's not like if it drove itself, maybe, but it doesn't do that, you know.
Well, you said basically that's what it is. You put it in, if you're on the highway for a while, it just stays in between the lines by itself.
Yeah.
So you could take a nap if you wanted to.
I'm good. I'm good. I don't need it.
Okay.
Yeah. $1,000 for that, though, is a lot. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd give it a couple of years until, like, they worked out all the bugs and kinks.
Yeah, Dutch,
and then lower the price.
If I want to take a nap, I'll do it the old-fashioned way, which close my eyes for 30 seconds every minute like an adult. And, you know, if you time it.
Until you hit the rumble strip, and then you're just like, oh,
boom,
that
you're
was
up.
Scary.
Also, another pro tip. Windows down when it's freezing outside. That'll wake you right the fuck up. That's, by the way, is there anything worse? Anything worse than when you're driving and sleepy at the same time and you're like far away, you're like, oh fuck, I want to get home.
That's the most painful thing ever.
It is
ever.
The fucking worst. Because you're like, I can close my eyes for a second. Like, every blink becomes longer.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, oh fuck, did I fall asleep? The more people have to have died.
How many times have you done the dumb and dumber thing where you slap yourself in the face repeatedly?
I've done that. Music really loud. You play rock.
Yep.
Fucking as loud as you can.
I've totally slapped
myself. I actually have
myself.
A drinking concoction.
What's that?
Meth.
No, you take a 26-ounce Monster, and then you add a extreme 5-hour energy, mix them together, and that'll keep you awake.
And then you shove it in your anus to bypass your liver directly.
Well, that's a little extreme.
What, the anus
hey,
part?
It keeps you up.
Yeah, I mean, here's another pro tip. Take 10 Viagra. Your erection, all the blood goes to your boner, and it'll keep you wide awake.
And it'll also help you drive.
Is that true?
I don't know. I made that up, but I want to see someone try.
The boner will be positioned on the steering wheel.
I don't think that's logical.
Yeah, when I went to school in Kansas, it was like an 8-hour drive from my college to my home. So it wasn't enough to justify a plane ride. So I always drove back and forth for like Thanksgiving and Christmas and whatever. And there was a few times where, you know, you wake up to the sound of a rumble strip. I mean, just like, how long was I out for?
So it's safe to say that you carried on, my wayward son?
Yes, I did.
When Marie and I were doing the long distance thing when she was going to the University of Florida and I lived down in Miami, we used to meet every weekend in Orlando. My parents had like a vacation apartment up there, so we would meet every weekend, and what we would do is we would even spend Sunday night together. We would just get up like at 4 a.m. Monday morning, and I would drive back down to Miami. Maria would drive back up University of Florida.
The worst.
I did that for 3 years, man. I had so many times had to pull over at rest stops and just take naps because that is brutal. Like, brutal, brutal, brutal.
So you did it for love.
No, yeah, I mean, we did.
I'm glad
we did. I did all that for love. I did all that for love, but now I can't even get her to put her phone down and watch a show with me. So, you know, I guess, you know, all's well that ends well.
Yep.
If it wasn't for that, Royce, we never would have started Hippo Juice. Oh, bringing it back.
Well, if it wasn't for Sean fucking that fat chick, we would have never started Hippo
Juice. Well, that too. Well, we wouldn't have gotten a name.
No, we would have still done it. We just wouldn't have named it that.
Fair enough. That's true.
There were other names that I think we were throwing
around.
If
Dutch's old co-host didn't have a Coke prom, there wouldn't be a Dutch and Royce. Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly. There is that. Allegedly. We don't
I
know.
Actually was thinking about him earlier this afternoon.
Oh,
like,
did you send
Nick's
him a Christmas
doing
card?
These days?
You should send him a Christmas card.
Oh, did you see
I don't know where he
did
lives.
You see our Christmas cards, Dutch?
You'll be getting one did in the mail. But
I was gonna say I haven't gotten it in yet.
But we posted a picture of it. On the face.
Well, I don't want to see that. Strange. I want to be surprised when I see the card.
I guess. Okay, fine. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Don't worry about it.
No, I mean, I'd rather just see
I
the
could
card.
Post in the chat right now.
I don't want you to.
Yeah, let the listeners see it. Dear listeners, this is for you. Dutch, don't look in the chat.
Here, I'm just, I'll click off that link. There we go.
Right, there you go.
By the way, my Christmas cards.
BT Dubs, we don't have time to say the whole words.
You're right, we're almost to break.
See how much time that saved right there?
It actually wasted a lot of time.
Yeah.
My Christmas cards are so famous.
Nah, you know what? By the way, it's better. It made more sense.
Okay.
Go ahead.
By the way. My Christmas cards are so famous that people actually have recalled the last 2 years' worth of Christmas cards back to me. They're like, oh, man, we're on year three. This is awesome.
Yeah. We always try to fucking one-up ourselves.
How many other people can recall the last 2 years of Christmas cards?
People still bring up my Christmas card from like 3 years
that's
ago.
That's because you were
naked.
The nude.
The one I'm looking at right now.
Yeah,
that's
right
still
there.
Are...
That's what I'm looking at.
Yeah, I haven't been able to top it since then.
Well, you shouldn't. It's not a, you know,
I got an idea.
Be a topper thing. It's
I
like a
top my Christmas card.
One every 5 years, you do something ridiculous kind of thing because it takes everybody off guard.
I still have the Festivus pole that was doodled on a card from
Mitch,
Marine Royce.
Mitch, idea for this year. When you come down for New Year's, naked boat picture. For your Christmas card. There you go. Boom.
Quit playing with your dinghy.
Well, it would have to be Christmas, for next though. Year. It would have to be for next year.
Right, exactly. You build it up.
Maybe save I can it. Save it for my birthday. I'll send out birthday cards to everyone. Is that how that works?
No, you're doing birthdays backwards.
It'd be perfect because you'd be wearing your birthday suit.
Yeah.
You're doing birthday backwards.
No, it works.
You don't send out cards for your birthday?
No.
No,
you receive cards for your birthday.
By the way, at what age?
I want nude cards for my birthday. Then
at what age is it? Do your parents stop giving you birthday gifts? That's something I was thinking about. Like, at what
never
after high school.
Not you, but normal people. At what age
after high school? If you're not living in the house, you shouldn't expect gifts.
Well, my parents give me gifts.
Yeah, her parents give her gifts.
Oh. That's where my cutoff is. You asked the question, so.
My parents don't technically buy me gifts, but they do take me on a fishing trip.
Well, Dutch, there's a difference there, though, because remember, you have a lot of siblings, and Marie's is only three. So, you know, maybe the cutoff's that way for you because with so many kids, it just wouldn't be sustainable. But I think I think families that have a smaller amount of children probably last longer than that. You know what I mean?
No, but I still think if you don't live at home, you shouldn't expect a gift from your parents, right?
I don't know. Am I wrong? I'm asking that.
I don't know what you want me to say.
No, I think it depends if your parents like you or not. No one's saying you're wrong. What we're saying is how funny would it be if Dutch finds out the rest of his siblings get presents except for him? And that would be perfect. That would be fucking great. You know why Dutch looked at me? Because Dutch, it might be true.
He's like, oh,
no,
crap.
It is true. And I found out about it. My parents have definite favorites. They have no problem letting the rest of us know.
That's fucking great. Dutch, where are you on the depth chart?
Dude, I'm like third string special teams.
Are you a fourth string wide receiver with definite upsides, or are
exactly.
you
exactly? You can really cover downfield on punts,
but that's it.
That's about it.
Listen, if you're in a special point, if you're in a special teams league, they're gonna pick you up. But outside of that, you're fucked.
Yeah, I'm like this side of just making that 9-man practice squad roster.
Oh, man. But, you know, what is he going to do? By the way, how's your Christmas going to be now that your parents are still divorced?
MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way,
the Nerd Hour.
Bless Sonny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Print Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
Radio! You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show. That way no one can be mad at us.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Well.
Birdie, birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy. Okay.
To the Mexicans.
The amen.
Spain. Singapore.
Oh. Amazing.
Australians.
Crocodile Dundalk. No. A big loop are you?
No, that sounds that's like terrible. Limerick or something.
That's funny, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap. Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show. MoreLikeRadio.com. It's like radio on drugs.
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Hey, you. Yes, you guessed 10,542. Change your username. And while you're in a More Like Radio live page listening to fine quality programming, notice the banner ad just slightly above the chat room? It's a link to something you want in Amazon. Click it. It's probably reminding you to order something you need from Amazon.com. Don't leave MLR and type the URL like a sucker. Just click the link and it'll open in a new window. This way you can buy your shit and continue listening to the show. Now, change your username. It's right there on the right, stupid.
Are you too broke to go to the movies, yet want to go anyway? No problem. Just go to www.dealflix.com and use the promo code NLR to get 10% off your ticket purchase. Some movie theaters charge between $11 and $18 per ticket. Don't be stupid and pay that much. Just go to dealflix.com using the promo code MLR and you'll get 10% off your ticket purchase. Again, that's dealflix.com, promo code MLR.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
If you weren't able to catch the last Hippo Juice show, here's what you probably missed.
I would rather go 1 mile down the road than inconvenience men behind me.
Mm-hmm. In my mouth, with my tongue, and testicles.
Oh.
The official statement is fag!
Zach, as far as your routine goes, how, you know, because do you ever, like, do, like, with...
Listen to the Hippo Juice Show live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on MoreLikeRadio.com.
Get all the best talk in one place. MoreLikeRadio.com. Hashtag Occupy Our Balls.
Hey, everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show, along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in like $7,000, $8,000 credit card debt for the
cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that. NoStationRequired.com. And yeah. Also, oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those. When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
A tumbleblot of stronger than Owen Hart's safety harness. MoreLikeRadio.com. Other internet radio stations are gay.
Well, Wizard Cartman, I started watching Game of Thrones.
Ah, yes, Paladin Butters. Are you enjoying it?
Well, it's pretty good, I guess. But have you ever noticed that almost every time they show a guy's wiener, that guy's character is gay?
What do you mean?
Well, it's just that they have a lot of girls' boobs and vaginas and stuff, but most times they show a man's wiener, it's because that guy's in a love scene with another guy. You think it's because gay wieners are less threatening to women viewers?
I believe you might be missing the greater point of the show, Paladin Butters.
Yeah, I know. Winter is coming and there's dragons and zombies on the way. I'm pretty excited for that. Just could do with a little less gay wieners, all.
Sony people don't think with logic. He betrayed us. And now we must out Game of Thrones him by making powerful alliances.
Oh, don't even get me started. I keep watching that show and I'm still waiting for the darn dragons to show up and kick everyone's butts. But all I get is wiener, wiener, wiener. It's not all gay wiener, but when they do show a straight guy's wiener, it's all soft and floppy. Even though he just got done humping a pretty girl. Why is that? Because a soft wiener isn't threatened. Just like a gay wiener.
Butters, you seem to be somewhat obsessed with wieners.
I'm obsessed with wieners? What about HBO?
Second hour, Dutch and Royce. GarrettMoreLikeRadio.com. People, our number is 954-573-2780. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
People in the chat room are sharing war stories about being kids.
I'm looking at it right now.
Dubaka says, I'm going to make sure I use I Got So Dutch when I talk about getting hammered and going to make this a thing. Being an only child, Rules Ma says, Jared, I says, I'm the oldest of my family. I have to deal with my annoying sister. Jared says, I've had my mom almost choke me on a wall. Dubaka,
who hasn't had that though?
Dubaka said, my mom ran me over when I was 13. Brendan goes, my mom put my head through drywall once. These fucking
holy crap.
Miami Milf goes, holy crap, I thought being the middle child was rough. Fucking, they're swapping war stories during the break.
It's like they're all preparing for no holds barred death matches in wrestling.
Well, my mom broke a fucking, I've told the story before, my mom broke a Cuban mop over my leg.
Oh, yeah. If you guys want to share their family war stories, call in numbers 954-573-2780, or if you have Skype, Hippo Juice Film, all one
Skype
word.
Skype would be way better because I haven't been able to successfully add a phone call into the Skype group
The phone call, do the Skype route. Because
John can attest to that. He's been trying to call through his cell phone and it just puts everyone else on hold. I don't know what's Skype's problem.
Dutch, at what age were you when you realized I could beat up my old man? Like, I'm not saying, but what age did you realize it?
Like 29. What? No. I don't know. I was like 19.
Dutch is like, I can? Wait, what?
Yeah, for listeners who may not know, I'm the middle child of 23 kids. 12 biological, 11 adopted. No, we're not Mormon. No, we're not Catholic.
Yes, they are fucking crazy.
No, we're just Dutch Baptist, which is basically the same thing. So... But
because that's good because we needed more people because there wasn't enough people.
Well, they're just trying to create their own city, you know.
I think
to this day, I still like every time I describe when people like hear about the size of my family for the first time, you know, like it's like a recited script now where I just go, OK, yeah, it's this, that, the other thing. But the older I get, the more I'm like, my parents were insane. That's an insane thing to do.
Yeah, but you know what?
An insane family dynamic to just create.
You know what? Baller tax deductions, though. Baller tax. Each one of those kids.
I can't believe what his tax deductions were.
But your dad probably made more money from tax rebates than from his job. Like,
but here's the thing. He didn't do it for that reason. No, I'm sure. He probably just was like, realized it was a kickback. We're like, oh, shit, yeah.
So yeah, that's the dynamic. You're right. That's a good point. Like the dynamic has to be just so different with
that many people. Like,
so, like, yeah, like, well, Maul was saying, like, she's an only child. That's a dynamic I can't wrap my brain around.
How many? It was 17, right, Dutch? Am I correct?
17 what?
Siblings?
12.
23.
What are you asking? Biological or adopted?
Okay, that's a good point. Dutch, for new listeners, how many biological siblings do you have?
You said 12.
Okay, there is 12 white kids in my family.
Okay, and adopted.
And 11 non-white kids in my family. So,
holy fuck. So, 23.
Yes.
Dutch has enough people to do an entire offense and defense in football.
Potentially, yeah.
How old is the oldest sibling?
105.
Let's see. Jake just turned 40.
Fuck.
And Dan is 19.
That's the youngest?
Yes.
There's no babies anymore?
No.
Huh. I guess, but the oldest.
My mom was pregnant for like 20 years straight.
That's pretty funny. Just continually pray. She figured, I'm going to have
20 the matches to work out there. Maybe like 10 years straight.
No. Even when she wasn't pregnant, her body acted like she was pregnant, so she'd be ready to be pregnant at all times.
Well, here's the thing, though. Like, it should be like I have one of my younger brothers die, so technically it's 13. So, yeah. 13 biologicals. Here. Man, my mom's womb was just a fucking machine, wasn't it?
Holy fuck. Dun, 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 no, dun, 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 dun.
That's the thing. Is like I said, like the older I get, you look back at things retrospectively and you're like, what the fuck? Like, why on earth?
How many?
I still can't make sense of it. I mean, they've been trying to, like, early on, they were trying to get us to do, like, a reality show, and my parents said no, thank God.
I'm sure I've asked you before, but how many bathrooms did you guys have in the house?
Well, we moved a ton because, much like my dad, I don't like to stay in one place for more than 2 years at a time.
Okay.
So, I mean, we moved from Philly when I was 12. Mm-hmm. Yeah, when I was 12. And then we were, like, in a small house. But, like, when he built my mom's dream house, it was, like, the whole upstairs was, like, basically an apartment. Room, room, bathroom, room, room, bathroom. It was basically like
a military barracks.
A 12 room, like, I don't know, like 9 bathroom house.
Wow.
Big ass fucking mansion. Well, here's what my dad did.
The amount of shit that was going down those pipes with that many people.
I did the math, and I don't know when your brother passed away, but assuming 13 pregnancies. At 9 months a pop, pregnancy would be 117 months, which equals 9.75 years.
Yes. So, yeah, there you go. Close to 10 years.
But she's smart, though. She figured, I'm going to knock him out for a decade, and then I'm done. She's like, I'm knocking him out, then I'm done. You know?
Well, not to
be
more...
You can do the same thing, but only have 3 of them, though.
Not to be more morbid, but there was, like, 2 more miscarriages after that.
Oh, my God.
and it was at a certain point... I even said it to my old man, like, I, you know, how many years ago. I'm like, did you guys not believe in condoms? I mean, I know Catholics don't, but we're not Catholic. Like, did you?
Guest in the chat room says, Dutch's mom's pussy must have looked like a 1960s catcher's mitt. Johnny Bench called.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Here we go. Here's this Look, is where it starts.
No,
though.
It's fine. I'm not. I don't.
We're not going to start.
I'm not going to do that. But I'm just. I'm
of
just.
Of course, you're not. You're going to say, "Oh, that's terrible," and the listeners are just going to take over.
Exactly. I for real though, joking aside, I'm just very curious about it's the such a weird, like you're saying, such a weird dynamic with that many people, like,
and you being the direct middle child.
Did you get a lot of one-on-one time with your folks ever, or was it always like group?
Always group.
Did you even get yelled in a group format? Like, could she pull one aside, or it was just like five?
No, we could sat down like a football team and screamed at for not having a better performance on Sunday with cleaning and doing chores.
Were they telling you like take a knee, kids?
Yeah, but I mean, it's just so many. Well, dude,
I know, man. Like we've been over,
okay.
Like,
here's another question. I've never asked this. One washer dryer, only one washer dryer?
Two. Of both.
Okay. All right. Still though, that's still overloading them.
Dude, it was like 10 loads.
Did your dad
day,
own a big van to take everyone in a van or like two vans or like?
Oh, no, no. We had one large 15 passenger van and then like one of those like larger size minivans. So it was like a minivan, but like with an extra row of seats.
So you guys, did you guys travel around like the Partridge Family?
Basically, yeah. We got called that quite a few times.
Yeah, that's only, you know, God, I forget how old we are. Okay, listen, Partridge Family kids, for those that don't know, Jared. Mm-hmm. Partridge Family was
a bunch of birds.
They don't have shit on the Van Wingerdens.
No, they don't. It was a family that would travel around on a bus. The Partridge Family, which was perfectly named, by the way. And they would go around the country and sing. So that's that reference. And by the way, we
didn't sing.
Coming up next half hour, a I Dream of Jeannie reference, if you want to pause and look that up.
So I can't imagine that your family went out to eat very much, but when you did, was that like an entire big
country buffet? things like that. Things that were easy. My dad was smart with that kind of stuff. It wasn't like a sit down order. It was usually like country buffet or like, you know, Golden Corral, that kind of shit. And that was usually after Sunday church. When we would do that. Yeah.
Right.
Your life must have been so complicated.
No, it was very...
A lot of hand-me-downs.
No, I'm just...
Kelsey actually asked me out the other day, like, you know, did you have any of your own clothes? I'm like, no. Like, everything was saying
I don't mean complicated in, like, buying stuff for the kids. I'm thinking, like, even just to go somewhere to the store, to a restaurant, having to organize that many people just to go somewhere...
Well, you would go somewhere like, you know, what they would do is that like, okay, so like these five need shoes. So let's get the oldest who can drive and you take them to Payless. You know what I mean? Oh. Or, you know, like these group have to do this in town today. And then, you know, that person would take. That was like a huge key is that because our age range is spread so wide, I said earlier, 40 to 19, you know, like you had a lot of drivers. There was a lot of older kids that could help. It wasn't like my mom was doing everything by herself, you know what I mean? And so we were kind of like instructed like I don't want to say military, but like everything was, okay, you have these amount of jobs you got to do today. And it was very much of a delegation of, okay, you do this, you do that.
But you know what? It sounds like if you guys all wore all white, it'd be very Heaven Gatesy. Like, you know.
Oh, dude, you should see some of our pictures because we were all homeschooled at one point. Dude, we have a Christmas picture where we're all wearing denim.
Were the homeschool proms awkward?
Oh, no. Here's what happened.
You dated your sister?
We might have talked about, no. We might have talked about this before, too, that my mom helped start this thing called Quiverful. And it was an AOL chat room / like emailing list back when that was a thing.
For Arrow enthusiasts?
No, it was for families that have a lot of kids, and namely like homeschool type families. And the Duggars were
I would have named it the Waste of Space.
John and Kate plus 8 were another one of them. Like, there was a whole network of these families that used to come to our property out in Colorado, because at the time because it was back when it was dirt cheap when we first moved out of there, you know, out of Philly, so where you could basically buy an acre of land for like a dollar.
And by the way, my dad
owned like 900 acres.
And the reason Dutch left Philly was because he was playing some b-ball outside of the school when a couple of the guys who were up to no good started.
You had to get that in, didn't you?
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's like a nervous tick for you. Just I apologize. To throw that one in.
They started making trouble in his neighborhood.
So we would have like this like big old like camp out potluck like once a summer.
My email says, "Oh, like the Von Trapp family."
Basically,
with more Nazis.
Oh God! My mom would make us sing in front of these things.
what songs?
The Von Trapp thing just made me think of it. Things that she would come up with, like alternate lyrics to like well-known songs, and like make us all stand there with papers in front of us and sing it like a group because she thought it was cute.
I also remember that you, Dutch, you told me that they used to make you guys put on like Bible plays.
Oh God, yeah.
Like just different like Bible plays.
Yeah, things like stories from the Bible, and then like we were charged with a task that because we had a thing called devotions. It was like every night or every other night, depending on when my dad wanted to read the Bible or not. We would all gather around in the living room, and we'd sit there and listen to him read the Bible, pray for about an hour, or at least it felt like one.
Oh my God.
And then, you know, we would have every once in a while, we would have these reenactments of the fucking Bible stories. Oh my God, dude. Now that I'm like saying it out loud, it's like I grew up in a cult. This is weird.
Well, there's nothing wrong with recreating Bible stories. Not even in the not even a little bit. I agree 100%.
Pastor Royce. That's the Hippo Juice character, sir.
Pastor Royce is on board. Dutch, that brother Dutch, that's why I knew I liked you so much. Because you grew up in a well-oiled Christian machine. Now, perfect example of this. My children also homeschooled, just like you were, brother Dutch. And our homeschool proms were amazing. Now, here's what we would do. We would pair off the guys and the girls, and they were only allowed to make out a little bit. Now I know incest is wrong, so they would just get to first base because you don't want them to go out.
All right. Hold on. Pause. We did have a social life because we went to church like three times a week. Mm-hmm. So there were like youth groups and people our age that we interacted with aside from our family. So it wasn't like we were fucking our siblings.
Well, actually, as a matter of fact, I run a youth group for boys between the ages of 12 years old and 17. Okay. And what we do is we rub oils on us, on the boys that take their shirts off, and we rub oils to loosen up their backs. And that lets the Lord easily go inside of them. So I call it Rubber Bud is the name of Rubber Bud Youth Group. And we bust them out there, oil them up, and we just rub them down. And after that, they feel so relaxed, they don't want to have sex. You want to know why? We do the Christian thing. We give them a medical happy ending. That's when you masturbate a boy with your hand, but you're wearing a rubber glove, so it's not a sin. There's no skin contact.
I don't ever want to go there.
Well, that's great because you wouldn't be invited because you have a yucky vagina. This is only for boys. You would be hanging out with Gertrude in the kitchen making biscuits.
What's the address of this place?
I'm not going to tell you where it is because I don't want you to go. It's a rundown Sears. That's all you need to know.
Okay. The cops are going to show up, just so you know.
Well, I guess I have to move my van. It's street cleaning day anyway. Joke's on you.
So, anyways,
sorry, Dutch.
Sherry brings up a good point here. How did your mom keep track of laundry? Was it just piles by size? Like, here's the 32 size jeans. Grab one that fits.
No. So what happened? So basically, my parents, or at least my family in general, they would. Hold on, now I'm thinking about it. Hold on, how did they keep track of that?
Hey, fuck you, that's my Led Zeppelin shirt. No,
okay,
it's
here's
not.
What it was, is that there was, like, basically four groups. Like, there was, like, the babies, the, like, youngers.
Oh, I know this, I know this, I know.
The olders, and then there was, and then you separate that by female and male, and then just kind of separate into the laundry basket. And then they just and in my house we would have the appropriate males, females, middle, younger, older babies, all kind of like segregated in different rooms, and then the laundry basket would just kind of get plopped, and you just kind of go grab the shirt that you know is yours.
Jesus Christ, Dutch! It sounds like fucking equipping somebody in RPG. Jesus,
wait,
are you a healer class? Because that's this section over here.
How do you know a shirt is yours if you got hand-me-downs? Like, did you just grab which one would fit
you? Well,
you
would go to the laundry basket and you would just pull out what you knew was yours and what you fit or whatever. And if you didn't see it there, then someone might have
how
grabbed
many
it.
Times
we did all you? We all kind of knew what our own clothes
did
were.
Did you guys? How many? Yeah, but I guarantee you socks were a free-for-all. I guarantee you socks were stolen.
Oh, free-for-all.
Socks?
Are you kidding me?
In every, look, I only had, it was only three of us. And I even know with three of us, socks, Nobody owns socks. When you have brothers and sisters, you don't own socks. You have socks for a while until they get stolen and you have to steal socks from another one.
This is what we had, Royce. In the laundry room, there was this big-ass wicker basket that was about, I want to say...
Whoa, African-American basket!
I said wicker.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. I heard
it was
wrong.
About like 4 feet wide and like 3 feet deep where all the socks went, and then you just sort them out. You just grab whatever you think matches.
Do you know how many times?
This is why you get one kind of sock and everyone gets the same sock, no, regardless but you know, of whatever.
That's
know
what how mom did after a while, yeah.
Do you know how many times I went to school with ankle-high pink socks for my sister because I was got up late and those are the only ones available and I don't want to not wear fucking socks? It happened all the fucking time and my sister would be like, why the fuck are you wearing? Like, because I need socks! Leave me alone! Oh, fuck. Dutch, where'd you go? Where'd your camera go?
Did you disappear?
Yeah,
I'm weird. Here.
It's weird. Anyway.
I would love it if you would just, like, recount how you lived in a house that large.
Well, just I mean, ask me questions. We normally do it, like, go from beginning to end.
Just
I don't
start
know.
Start from the beginning, as early as you can remember it. What did bath time look like?
Were you made?
Bathroom situation.
Well, luckily when we moved to Colorado, like my dad built a big ass house because he was pretty smart in investing and in the stock market like early on. So he was able to afford like a fairly large house for such a big family.
Yeah, we know you had a great house.
But
like how many bathrooms did it have and how much we
already
sharing?
We already talked about it.
We've been over this.
He said nine.
No, bathrooms? Bathroom. You know, if there wasn't an available bathroom, you needed to take a shower, you just went to the available bathroom.
Oh, okay.
And so, and the younger babies, at one point, I think we had like four kids in diapers all at the same time.
Ugh.
And, I mean, thank God I wasn't old enough to be the one to have to deal with all that.
How many trash cans did you put out for garbage, like a week?
Oh, that's
we
a good did, question.
We burned them in a pit.
You burned your trash?
All your trash?
Well, no, okay, so at the same... Okay,
you shouldn't
so,
burn
like,
all
miles,
your trash.
Like, hold on, pause.
No, tell me what to do.
Hey, I don't know what you want me to do right now, Royce.
I have nothing to say. Go ahead.
I'm trying to explain the story to you.
Sorry.
So 2 miles away, you know, my dad's greenhouse was there, you know, his business. It was like, you know, a 9-acre, 10-acre greenhouse. And, you know, with greenhouses, you can get farming licenses. And with farms, you're allowed to do whatever you want as far as your land goes. And so we just... You know, all the waste that came out of the greenhouse plus our house, you know, was just thrown in this huge pit and it just got set on fire every other week.
But
so you had some baller ass bonfires.
Basically.
All right.
But it was like out in the middle of nowhere, like where there's no trees or anything. It was like in a sand pit, basically.
Maul says, Dutch, did M. Night base the village off of your family?
It could have been.
Did you ever get the toy in the cereal box?
Oh, that's a good question. When there's that many people...
I will tell you this one thing.
Uh-oh.
Cereal was a fucking commodity in our house.
It was like cigarettes for prison.
Dude.
Yo.
I got
idea.
Different cereal.
Yo, I got some Captain. I got some Captain.
Lucky Charms hidden away.
So when we... No. You're not even far off the truth. So basically, when you were... when we had grocery day, they would go and, like, you know, you get these huge, big boxes of cereal or whatever. If there was a certain one that we hadn't had in a long time, like Fruit Loops or even, like you said, Lucky Charms or whatever, you hide that shit. You hide it so nobody else sees it, and you sneak away, and you fill up your bowl, and you come back, you know, in the morning for breakfast or whatever. And it was like, where'd you get that? I'm like, it's empty.
Oh, you're a fucking dick. You're hiding the Fruit Loops.
Dude,
they're fucking sitting there.
Prison rules for cereal time.
They're fucking sitting there eating kicks and like fucking assholes, and you're sitting there with Fruit Loops like a goddamn king. No.
Oh, yeah.
First off, why not just buy enough Fruit Loops for everybody? Why even buy shitty cereal?
You could buy as much as you want, but you know how gluttons a bunch of kids are, especially with that many in the house?
dude,
that
I couldn't.
That shit's gone in 2 days.
I could
you
never.
Want that shit to last until next grocery day.
Yeah, I could never only eat one bowl of cereal. I always refilled my cereal bowl.
Oh, no, 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 no. The cereal
you
bowl's
had the
never.
Extra milk, so you had to fill up more cereal.
Cereal bowl's never ending. Because you eat the cereal bowl, then there's extra milk. Like, I'll put more cereal. They're like, I need more milk for this cereal. So you put more milk. You keep eating it.
Exactly.
Oh, I need more. And then before you know it. Before you know it, you're 368 pounds and realize, what's wrong with my life?
That's my point. And then it's done in 2 days because everybody has the exact same mindset that you just described. And you want it to last until, like, you know, 3 weeks again when we have grocery day again, you know?
I don't remember the last time I've eaten cereal. I don't even remember the last time I've had it.
I can't. I'm lactarded. I can't do
it
anymore.
I had cereal last night.
What did you eat? What kind?
Peanut butter...
Reese's
Crunch.
Oh, peanut butter Reese's.
Reese's Peanut Butter Crunch, yeah.
So good.
The milk.
That always made the inside of my mouth feel like that had a film over it.
Well, that's same. Because that guy.
Yeah, but it's so good, though. It tastes so good. I don't care. It's not even for breakfast for me. It's just a snack at night when I don't want to have anything else.
Oh, we did the same thing.
That sounds good, Mitch. You want to eat a big bowl of sugar, right? You want to eat a big bowl of sugar right before bed. Most doctors agree.
It makes me sleep like a baby.
Super good for you to eat a big bowl of sugar before bed. What are you, fucking 12? Jesus Christ. Have a fucking glass of tea or something. Jesus. Fucking bowl of cereal like a child.
Dude, if I could eat it, I would do it too.
You could get soy milk or some other bullshit.
Soy milk could suck my cock. Soy milk could suck my cock. Almond milk could suck my dick. Rice milk could fucking blow me
right out of a homeless man's butthole.
I don't want to hear it. Let me tell you something.
No.
Let me tell you something. Skim milk could suck my dick too. Fucking. Mm-hmm. I want
water, basically.
Regular whole milk. I want my milk to taste like milk, not like almonds,
right.
Not like cashews, not like soy, not like any of that horse shit. I want regular milk from a cow's tits like a fucking adult.
I want it too, but dude, if I do, I'm on the toilet for literally an hour.
I don't care. It's better. I'd rather do that than drink soy like a faggot.
That's why I don't do it, because it tastes like awful.
I drink soy milk.
Well, then you're a faggot, I guess. Well,
what if soy milk is, what if soy milk is just saying it's milk in Spanish? Did you think about that?
That is true. I drink soy milk. I drink almond milk. I drink coconut milk. I drink regular milk.
Coconut shrimp.
All of those milks
gumbo,
are good to me.
Shrimp sandwich.
I like them for their different flavors.
Shrimp stew.
Shrimp salad.
Shrimp a la king.
That's all I have to say about that.
Shrimp.
I don't know where I developed a taste to actually like them. For example, if I really enjoy green tea lattes from Starbucks. I actually request that they put soy milk in there, not because I'm lactose intolerant, but because I think the soy milk tastes better with it.
Do you explain that to them so they don't think you're an asshole?
Yeah.
No.
You should.
Everyone in Starbucks just thinks everyone else is an asshole anyway.
That's
so.
A very good point. Starbucks
it's a waste
is
of energy.
Like is Smugville, man. When you walk in there, the people
right.
that are like nobody that serves coffee should be as arrogant as Starbucks employees, and everyone that goes there knows what I mean. You know. It's like, yo, what's your name? No, you know, it's like, fuck the venti. Fucking large. Fucking stop
Can
with
I
your
ask
stupid
a question?
Name. Yes.
When did Starbucks become people's, like, offices?
Social media.
Free Wi-Fi.
Free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
I agree. All you have to do is buy one coffee and you can sit there all day.
But it's everyone I go into, though.
I know. So you can never sit because there'll people that are there for hours. That happens to Marie and I. We go to this one. There, we're like,
it's
where
just
are we
it's
now?
Just an odd like occurrence where it's always Starbucks too. Like you walk in,
it could
and
be
there's
McDonald's.
Just someone doing their
much,
daily work on a computer in a Starbucks. Like,
yeah, but how else are people going to know you're writing a screenplay if you don't do it at a Starbucks?
I don't know.
How are they going to know? They're not going to. Yeah, but you can't sit there and go, the life of a writer. Am I right, Cindy? Talking to the barista there. You can't do that and then brag. You can't do that at home. You have to be out there in public. You have to let people know you're a douchebag with your MacBook.
It is a very douche. And it's always Macs, too.
Yeah. Of course it is.
Of course. Duh. Are you crushed?
It is. It is because, you know what? When I had a MacBook, I would do that.
Why?
Or where else could you meet your court-appointed attorney to go over your case?
That's a good point.
I have bridal consults all the time at coffee shops.
See? A Starbucks is where business
boo,
gets done.
Boo, Sherry. Boo.
No, good Sherry, good, because she brings in money.
Yeah.
What? Bridal consults? You're talking about your wedding.
For photography and wedding.
When she shoots other people's weddings.
For your wedding. I'm like, how self-centered are you?
By the way, that was confusing, Sherry. You should have clarified.
Yeah. Do you ever confuse bow shooting with picture shooting and shoot people at weddings with your bow and be like, boy, is my face red. I packed the wrong bag.
Again, clarification.
I hope we're not laughing at a murder.
Sherry, are you killing people at weddings with your bow?
And she's shooting photos of bears.
By the way, I
can't say.
That's how you should throw your bouquet, Sherry. You should fucking attach it to an arrow and shoot it in the air.
Oh, sweet.
I love
that's not a bad idea.
We can
get one
that.
Of those little Nerf ones so it's actually safe and not kill people.
Oh, no, there fuck that.
That would be so
I want
cute.
Danger. I want danger.
It's
want
only fun one. When there's an element of danger.
I want a real... Actually, you know what? I want a crossbow.
But I'm
you
not
know what?
Handicapped.
Better plan. We'll fucking Invisible. Attach it to a bullet. We'll shoot off a gun.
Oh, Royce, that just reminded me. We did have something entertaining this weekend.
What was that?
We went to a normal hangout with some friends, and the fire department got called.
Oh, okay.
What?
Let's tell the story.
How do you forget this?
Tell the story. So we went to go hang out. We've talked about him before. We went to hang out with my pal Charlie Parker. And Charlie Parker is this dude who you always have to call him by his first and last name
because it's a great name.
When you meet him, he's somebody
that is a great name.
He's somebody you call first and last
name.
He's
like, Charlie Parker.
Charlie Parker drinks was in the military.
He went to Afghanistan and Iraq.
Yeah, so we were hanging out with him, and we were over at his house. And
it was a nice house in Lakeland, lots of land, big yard, big backyard.
So he has a fire pit in his backyard, and
custom built. Giant ring, like not like a normal little ring of stones. Like
it's a big. He
keeps
big area.
He keeps making it wider, I guess, over the years as he was explaining, because he just doesn't feel like cleaning out the ash,
so he keeps making it bigger. So he has his fire pit.
We're in a farm,
and we had a fire going in.
Yeah, he invites us over. He's like, "I got some furniture. I got to burn and some wood. Like,
so
come on over.
We had a
toast
we had a fire in the backyard, and he had like this old wooden desk there, and we figured we threw on the fire. And
we show up a little bit late. The fire was already blazing.
So then the neighbors are looking out the window. And then before I go inside to get a drink, and I see a fire truck pull up through the window.
And I'm standing outside at this time.
Four firemen come out.
You heard it. And I'm like, Charlie, is there a giant truck outside your house?
So then Charlie goes, I got it. So they walk in. And then even the firemen, when they go, you could tell that they were like, oh, like, not annoyed that somebody called them for this.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
Yeah, they were annoyed that somebody...
Yeah, there was three of them
so
walk
they were
out.
Like, they were like...
Oh, and they're just staring, looking at it, and they're like, so, the problem was, your blaze was high enough where it was over the fence, and your neighbor saw it, and it probably just got too big too quickly. I see it's under control. I see there's trash in there. You're burning trash. He's burning trash. Well, hate to ruin your guys' party. You're out of your mind in your own business. Could you just put it out?
Yeah. So here's what we did. We hosed off. We went inside. But the problem was the fire was still so, like, powerful.
He was hosing it down for a solid 2 minutes.
The fire was still so powerful that 10 minutes later, we look outside. It reignited. So we're like, all right, then we figured the fire department's not coming back out here. If they call them, they're going to tell them to fuck off because it's the same. You know what I mean? Because they already saw it.
So yeah, nosy goddamn neighbors.
So we just went right back outside and kept hanging out by the fire.
But at least that time the fire was low enough where it wasn't over the fence.
But my point is these fucking neighbors, like, fuck you, dude. We're not doing anything. No one's getting hurt. Like, come on, man. Leave us the fuck alone. The guy's doing something on his own fucking property. Leave him alone, man. Now, to be fair, Charlie was saying that a few months ago he started a fire and he added too much gasoline and the flames were almost hitting a power line. So the neighbors might have been weary because of that.
Well, all right. There you go. That's a precedent.
Yeah, but you learned from your first time.
You learned from your mistake. Dutch, you learned from your mistake.
Did you understand you just said, he said, oh, I might have added too much gasoline. First of all, you
it
don't put
sometimes.
Gas on a fucking fire.
Whoa, hold on, Dutch. You don't put
lighter fluid,
gas on a fire.
Tomato, tomato.
Do not assume my igniting fuel. Thank you.
He was actually.
Well, that's the thing. I did that when I was in college.
He was explaining the story of that fire in terms of You know when you want to just take a swig of the last drop of your alcohol bottle, but then as you're drinking, you realize, oh, there was a lot more in the bottom of the bottle than I estimated?
No, I know exactly what that means.
But you had already committed to finishing it off.
That's great. Yep. You're like, well, I'm already here.
Yep.
And then you start like getting that little weird little gag sensation in your back, like, I think this is a little more than I can handle. And all of a sudden, flames go up.
Yep. He was saying, like, yeah, I just assumed there was only a little bit more gas in the gas tank, so I just dumped it all in.
Okay.
And then it kept going.
That makes sense. That's really funny.
So, yeah, that happened. But can I say, what a waste of time and resources for firemen have to come. By the way, they came out in the big fire truck.
We were all just sitting in chairs looking at the fire and, like, holding wine glasses and talking calmly, and they walk up and we're like, what?
Yeah.
What do you
my
want?
Brothers almost set my house on fire when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah?
With the same thing of the gas thing, like thinking it's more than what it was. I just remember that. I'm sorry. Keep going with your story.
Oh, no, that was it.
That was it. That was the story. There was more to it than that.
And as soon as they left, I was like, well, now you can say that one of your parties called had the fire department called, so you got that under your belt at least. Which does make it sound
more cool.
People
need to fucking mind their own business, though. That's my opinion. Like, mind your business.
Yes.
Until
I'm lucky that I have pretty cool neighbors.
None anyway, it's Florida. Fires are going to... It's always so humid. It'll be fine. Don't worry about it. We're not fucking...
Yeah, I was going to say, like, isn't everything wet down there?
Pretty much most of the time. It is. Yeah. Like, we still have... We were having mosquito problems in December. Like, you know, it's not... you know, because that's the other thing. I see a lot of, like, people in Florida suck. It's 72 degrees or we're freezing up here. It's like, yeah, you are freezing, but... We also have fucking alligators and snakes and mosquitoes year-round. What about that? Think about that? No, you only think about yourself, fucking listeners. Sorry. I got really angry.
You sure did.
Yeah, you did.
So what do you want to talk about? We want to talk about Trump appointing the ExxonMobil guy as a Secretary of State?
No.
Mr. Valdez?
Do you want to talk about Trump appointing Linda McMahon as the Secretary of
Small Business
Administration? Can I make a show request?
As long as it doesn't involve telling
that we don't talk about Trump?
Well, no, just in politics titties. In general. I feel like with DNR, we talk a lot about personal stuff, personal stories, stuff that have to do with our lives, stuff that people can relate to. But I don't know, like just the world event stuff. I mean, that's fine to talk about, but I don't know. On this show, like, I think it's more fun when we just, you know, delve into what's happening in our lives. You know?
Okay, sure, fine. Go ahead.
Fair. All right, so earlier today I had a work lunch where, like, it was the office celebration of my department area, and we all go out to lunch and we're sitting at a big table.
By the way, Marie, you're like the Chandler on the show as far as friends go, where nobody really knows 100% what you do. Like, you've described it to us before, and I still have no idea what it is you do.
She's Marie's a social media or a search engine optimization.
Right. User. I still don't know what that means. But
have to know what that means.
That's my point.
She optimizes the search engine.
Optimizes
is what Indians called corn.
Yep.
Yes.
So. We're sitting there.
Or it's robotic corn would have been my backup choke.
And I'm in the direct I'm in the direct middle of a giant table of people. Like Jesus style at the Last Supper.
Holy shit, somebody died?
No.
Oh.
And we're joking in the middle section about
yolking, I believe it's
pronounced. Were yolking?
Yeah.
In the middle part that I was in about our favorite comedians, and I was mentioning
I love Jeff Dunham.
Luckily, no one said that.
I kill you.
But, no, I was talking
You know
with,
who's good? Carlos Mencia.
I was talking with the guy about Bill Burr, and we were like, oh, yeah, have you been listening to his new podcast? It's been great. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I've been really only listening to the whole Trump election through Bill Burr's perspective. And I heard someone right next to me go, oh, now don't start politics here.
And I'd be like, yeah, I'm doing what I want.
Did they say it that tone? Because that's obnoxious.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like,
what an asshole.
Okay. All right. I wasn't. I was talking about comedy. But sure. Well, I'll not.
Don't bring up.
I won't even mention the T word.
Transsexuals?
Yeah. I won't do it.
I guess you shouldn't bring that up at work at all. Unless it affects you directly, I guess. I don't know how it works.
Miami Mills says, I'm a genius even for a Hufflepuff. Thank you, Miami Mills.
I didn't realize I married a fat Hufflepuff. I thought I married a sexy Ravenclaw. I said I married this fat piece of shit Hufflepuff over here. You're basically, fuck it, I married a fucking Pokemon name. God damn it.
I'm not that a Jigglypuff.
That literally sounds like a Pokemon
or
name.
Or breakfast cereal.
Yeah, seriously.
I know.
Hey, can
I
get a bowl of Hufflepuffs?
I always start the day with a big bowl of Hufflepuffs.
I'm a Hufflepuff. I'm a Hufflepuff.
I'm a Hufflepuff.
She even gave it the dumbiest name ever.
How many leaps of acid did she take to come up with those names?
Just a big old house of dumb.
They were originally going to be called the Fatty Knickers, but they decided no.
The Wallabottoms.
The Tipsy Two Tungledoos.
By the way, knickers as in pants, I want to be clear.
Well, you are.
I got it.
Does it say dead pants storage outside of my house?
No.
Is there a sign outside of my house that says dead pants storage? Sorry.
Dead Victorian garment storage.
Does it?
I get what you're doing, and I'm not going to allow it.
Okay, don't. Sorry.
Since we're running out of steam, this is something I was going
to. I don't need to tell me how my coffee is, okay? I'm the one who makes it.
Someone wanted to bring up. So I was able to fix my washing machine yesterday
by buying by buying a new one.
No, by taking the entire god thing.
So wait, hold on. Apart. Kelsey was broken.
Ooh,
I appreciate that, sir. Good job. But no, but the thing is that like for the last couple of weeks, you know, she's been like washing the dishes, or we both been washing the dishes by hand.
Whoa, like the Amish?
But, yeah. And the dishwasher, but for whatever reason, isn't like shooting water up. And I basically had like one of those like mini victory drop the mic moments when I finally figured it out and I fixed it and I turned it on and everything worked.
Was it
where
clogged?
No one was around to congratulate me and I got sad. You guys ever have those moments? We're just like, that was awesome!
Yes.
For no one but me. You know what I mean?
And then you're like, oh, I got to tell someone later.
And then I need to tell a national radio audience about my victory. But it made me think, like, how many times have you had that, like, where you drop something out of the fridge, you catch it with your foot, and no one's there to watch it? You're like, I'm awesome. Have one of those today. And it's the most depressing thing when you do something awesome and no one is there to share with you. And you try to tell, I was told Kelsey was like, hey, I fixed the washing machine. She was like, oh, but I didn't call someone. I did it. I fixed it.
Okay, good. I mean, you're supposed to, you're a man.
I know that was the thing I got like, well, yeah,
that's like, your role.
Bitch. I'm not folding laundry anymore.
Make sure there's no leak in there because my parents had a leak in their dishwasher and they got black mold.
Oh, believe you me, I sealed everything up good.
Bet you did.
Mm. Oh, Dutch, did you see that Marvel released the first trailer for the new Spider-Man movie?
They released
two. I heard about it. I haven't seen it yet, no.
Spider-Man Homecoming?
Let's see.
Didn't we make this?
Do you want to watch it on the air, or are we allowed to?
Yeah, we can. I'm pulling it up. Nah, I'm pretty sure you can play it. Okay, here, I got it. I'll pop it up on the screen here. Here we go.
A lot of trailers that came out this weekend, including Fast 8.
All right, here we go. This is
first official from Jimmy Kimmel. Wait, which one is this one?
Guys, wait a minute. You guys aren't the real Avengers. I can tell Hulk gives it away. Oh, that was awesome.
Is Liz the new top?
No, you've seen that before. Never with that skirt.
Should probably stop staring before it gets creepy, though.
Too late. You guys are losers.
So to become an Avenger, are there like trials or an interview?
Just don't do anything I would do. And definitely don't do anything I wouldn't do. There's a little gray area in there, and that's where you operate.
Oh.
All right.
That's not a hug. I'm just grabbing the door for you.
All right, kid. Good luck out there.
Listen, I know school sucks.
Peter, you still with us?
Yeah.
I know you want to save the world, but you're not ready yet.
You're the Spider-Man.
No, I'm not. I'm not. This is just a costume. This is
from the ceiling.
Stay close to the ground and stay out of trouble. Forget the flying monster guy. There are people who handle this sort of thing.
I'm sick of him treating me like a kid all the time.
But you are a kid.
This is my chance to prove myself.
Peter, what is going on with you?
I'm really sorry. I'm so busy. I'm slammed.
Don't mess with me, because I will kill you and everybody you love.
And so that's the trailer.
It's Spider-Man.
That's the way to do it.
And Iron Man.
Yeah, and also pointing out that
Michael Keaton
is playing the Vulture, the bad guy. So Michael Keaton is playing another bird-like creature after playing Birdman.
And Batman.
How great is it that like the two other studios haven't done Spider-Man correct? Even though they put out multiple movies of it, and then it's like everybody's like, okay, here we go.
This is the correct way to do it. The tone of the movie's perfect. That is Peter Parker. That is what Spider-Man should be.
That's what's from the comic book. The other two
that event
iterations,
actually happened in the books. Like the whole movie, the premise is based off of like Peter Parker and his school are going on a field trip to Washington. So that is an event that actually happened. It had nothing to do. Like Hollywood didn't build it up or anything. And I believe it's supposed to tie in with the Avengers saga.
I mean, believe. Well. Of course it is. I mean, dude, you did not see what's his face?
Robert Downey.
I want to say Robert Downey. There you go. I forgot his real name because he's so tied in.
Tony Stark.
Fucking Tony Stark.
I mean, it's a trailer, so you really
can't
really confirm
anything. I forgot his
actual name
for a second there.
Well,
yeah,
no. And
they're doing it correct.
It looks great. The trailer looks amazing. Man, Marvel's just been so fucking good lately.
They're killing it, man.
There's nothing.
They have been for a long time.
I love that awkward joke about where he thought he was getting a hug and
Iron Man was just opening the door.
That's so relatable. How many times did you take something as a nice gesture and somebody was just doing it?
Oh my god!
How
many times have you waved at somebody and they were actually waving at somebody behind you? Like, and you're like, oh.
Every single time, nobody ever waves at me.
This morning,
50% of my life cycle.
This morning, walking into the office, I was in my phone checking all my morning messages.
The phone again, guys. See?
Yep. I hear someone behind me go, "Hey, Marie, good morning," as they're walking up. I finish what I was doing. I look up and go, "Oh, hey." And then he goes, "Wait, were you just talking to your phone or were you talking to me? I can't tell." I'm like, "I was responding to you. Was that too much of a 5-second delay in my head from you hearing you say hello and me actually responding?"
That's true.
It happened to me 2 days ago when I was in the store where I was at Target. I was trying to, I don't remember what I was there for, but like this woman pointed and I thought she was pointing at me and I did the gesture where I pointed at myself and she was still had her finger out, looked at me, wagged her finger no, and then kept pointing behind me and I got red.
Well, good thing you were at Target so you matched everything there.
I guess.
There has been times where I've done triple takes of, are you looking at me or are you looking for someone behind me? Are you looking at me? Behind me? Me? Behind me? Oh, you behind me? It was behind me. It was not me. Are you sure it's not me? No. Okay.
I actually kind of like those awkward interactions because I get in my car and I just start laughing at the whole ridiculousness of it.
Yeah. Or the going for a high five and the other person doesn't see it and you're left hanging. That's always embarrassing.
Oh, that's great.
Or when someone changes their mind midway through the action and, like, the high five turns into the handshake or something like
or,
that.
Or a fist bump.
Yeah, and then you just kind of smoosh because one person was going for one thing.
Anytime that happens to me, I feel like I have to break the tension by addressing what just happened.
I've never not done that.
Wow, we really screwed that up. Let's start it over.
I always go for a hug because you can't fuck a hug up. Like, because you know what I mean? Like, I always go, no, I hug.
Oh, my God. I completely.
I'm a hugger, bro. I'm a hugger.
Dude,
I'm
Chelsea's a hugger too,
I'm Hispanic.
And it gets uncomfortable sometimes.
Yeah.
One more thing about my lunch today. I completely forgot about this. This is amazing. I don't know how we all agreed to do this simultaneously. So, again, we had, like, 20 people, like, super long table. Everyone gets their entree at the exact same time except for the one guy at the end of the table. And we all noticed he didn't get his food. And so we all waited for him to get his food. And we all stared at him the entire time. We're like, is your food ready yet?
And he feels like an asshole.
Yeah.
It's like, it's not my fault in the kitchen, dude.
He was getting so red, and he kept checking behind himself for the waiter every 2 seconds.
Oh, I wouldn't get red.
Fucking awful.
And the best
you guys should just keep eating.
We all refused. We're like, nope, we're eating as a team. We're eating as a family. And then a one waiter comes out after like 2 minutes and he's like, oh, thank God. And she goes, actually, no, I was just bringing out a side we got wrong for your boss. So she's like, I'm getting more food and you didn't get your first food.
But see, that's the thing. You don't shame me like that, because the food doesn't come. Everyone's looking at me. I would literally just grab food from someone else's thing and start eating it. Right in front of them, be like, eat. I don't care, eat.
I would do the same thing, too. I would do the whole, no, guys, please, eat. Like, stop. I don't like the fact that everybody can't eat because I don't have my dish.
Moss says, I wish I could be like Dutch when it comes to those awkward interactions. It sticks with me for, like, weeks.
Or you, like, wake up at night in a cold sweat.
Or you're taking a shower and you're by yourself thinking, like, oh, have you ever done that where you're thinking about something you've embarrassing you've done in your
life?
Dude,
no. Every time I take a shower, I think of those things. Royce, the shower, for whatever reason, is this, like, zen
brings
opening
out all of, his
of memories.
The shower is a portal to embarrassment.
It's the worst. Every time I take a shower, oh, my God, okay, I'm glad somebody else has had this, and I've never felt the need to talk about this until just now. What is it about when you're taking a shower every embarrassing moment in your life comes up, and you feel like you need to wash it off? Like,
yeah,
ugh.
It's because you're naked and you're vulnerable.
Is that what it is, you think?
I bet you it's what it
is. That's actually not a bad analysis.
You're in a small, confined thinking chamber, and you're naked.
Marie, it's every time. Like, I'll think back to, like, something embarrassing I said when I was in eighth grade.
I'm like, oh, why did I say that?
I'm 32. Why is that thought in my brain right now? Like, two decades have passed, and I'm still thinking about this.
Every shower is a rape shower for Dutch.
Yes!
And do me a favor, Dutch. Don't joke about rape, Dutch. Okay.
What?
Can you not joke about rape, Dutch?
I don't get it.
Were you not there for that episode?
Yeah, we talked about it. He was here.
Of Dutch and Royce, where we were talking about the person that told us not to talk about rape.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh right,
It's called callback in radio. It's called callback in.
No, but it was a 3 week ago callback. That's really stretching. You're stretching to get me.
It was Friendsgiving.
It was last Friendsgiving weekend.
It wasn't that long ago.
It was pretty recent.
Speaking of this past weekend.
Oh, right, that boring story.
It was
sorry.
2 weeks ago.
Oh, the boring story.
Oof.
Yeah. More serial
stories. See, Miami Milf remembers.
We need more serial stories, Fruit Loop stories from Dutch. Those are the fucking riveting ones.
Okay, we're getting snippy
now,
aren't we?
You want to get snippy?
Where'd you hide the Captain
Crunch?
Sorry,
I was getting defensive because I did forget it, and I'm sorry. But I'm not going to bow to your fucking, your callback wisdom.
Speaking of this weekend, the Deadpool Santa event happened
when I dressed up as Santa Claus.
I like how you waited till the end of the show to bring that up.
And I completely forgot, and every time I tried to bring it up, everyone else had something more important to talk about, so I kept quiet.
Ooh.
Because someone always messages saying, don't talk over people.
Wow.
That's great.
Wow, somebody's really...
I do that, but I did not.
It was
do
a good show,
today.
And now we're all getting mad at each other. Why are we all passive aggressive?
Because it's midnight. We all just turned into pumpkins.
And it's the end of the show.
It really is a pumpkin show right now. Like, we were all doing great, and then everybody could show a snippy.
It's like, oh, fuck you guys.
All right, let's go so we refresh for hippo juice tomorrow.
Let's go. This makes everybody happy.
Woo! Ah-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha.
Marie, why are you better?
I'm not better because I'm a Hufflepuff.
Yep.
I love that, by the way. I love that that bothered you.
Oh, my God, so much.
Cakes, why are you better?
I'm better because I like to eat Hufflepuffs for breakfast.
Looks like I wear my new joint hit. Just can't sit. Gotta get jiggy with it. Ooh, that's it.
Now, honey, honey, come ride.
Sherry, how you better? Sherry?
She's sleeping.
She's sleeping.
She really, damn it! I need to have you guys like on a permit feed so I can see. Did she? She's sleeping in her chair.
Yeah, she's awake now.
She's wrapped up.
Please switch. There you go.
She's wrapped up like a little Sherry burrito with her headphones on.
Sherry,
it's a little Sherry burrito.
Getting jiggy with it. Why are you jiggy with it, Sherry?
I am better than you. I'm drawing a blank. I'm sorry.
she just woke up. Give her a minute.
All right, Mitch, why are you better?
I'm better than you because I'm a Ravenclaw and I brew my own meth? Question mark. Is that what we make?
Did I already say cakes?
Yes, you did.
Royce.
Floor seats at the Lakers. See me on the 50-yard line with the Raiders. Met Ali. He told me I'm the greatest. I got the fever for the flavor of a crowd pleaser. DJ play another for the prince of this, your highness.
Is that what your thing is?
No, no, no. I'm better than you because I realize that I have an addiction with my phone and I am going to make changes.
And I'm better than you because... I'm from a family of 22 children.
23.
And I haven't shot up a post office yet.
Yet.
So that makes me better. So thanks for listening, everybody. Don't forget to listen in tomorrow for Hippo Juice.
Yeah.
And then Friday for
Thursday.
Cousin Joe. And then every other... Well, just go to morelikeradio.com.
Bye, I'm tired.
All the shows we have. Okay, I was trying to promote.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye, Felicia. Platinum, like getting. Thought I took a spell, but I didn't. Trust the lady of my life, she hitting. Hit her with a drop top, with the ribbon. Crib for my mom on the outskirts of Philly. You try to flex on me, don't be silly. Get jiggy with it. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Get jiggy with it. Na 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 na.
Getting jiggy with it.
Let's extend the chorus for absolutely no reason.
It's for the DJs in the club to help them mix it.
You gotta miss it.
Bye. Bye, everybody. Bye.
Gotta mix it.